Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. You have tuned in to the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. Again, where the broken are made whole by God. This is your host, Bishop B.T. Byrd, and hallelujah, our co-host, Pastor Peaches Byrd, is on special assignment, but I expect her any moment now. Hallelujah. We're on fire for the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're on fire for the Lord today, oh God. It was another day that the Lord has kept us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's brought us. Hallelujah. Another day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our services are emanating from Baltimore, Maryland. Hallelujah. And we thank God for all of you. Glory to God. Oh, my goodness. I could not enumerate nor identify all of the thousands of people who are sending in seed, hallelujah, to build the hospital, to build this ministry. God bless you. Oh, my goodness. God bless each and every one of you. We thank God for you. The 1,000 pastors all over the world, hallelujah, the leaders all over the world, those who stand in the office of a pastor, pastors elect, hallelujah, pastors in waiting. We thank God for your leaders. Hallelujah, and just saints and friends, we thank you. We don't take this lightly. Hallelujah, we appreciate you tuning in. We appreciate your prayers and your words of comfort and testimony as you call us. Hallelujah, our contact information, let me give it to you, because we thank God those who have been contacting us with testimonies and with, hallelujah, just prayers of a thank you, hallelujah, for being vessels of God, for being conduits by which God's glory is revealed to his people. And we thank God. We are praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just pray just for a little bit. thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's give some praise up in here. Come on now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All you servants of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hey,
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Oh, you love it.
Galatians 5:22-23.
Hallelujah. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Hallelujah. That's the mind of Christ. Come on now. Hallelujah. We don't want no bullies in the pulpit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want servants of the Most High God, folks, the act to love. Hallelujah. Act to teach. Act to pray. Come on now. Hallelujah. Going to act to bless God's people and to comfort and bring godly wisdom and knowledge to his people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. For this opportunity again to minister to the pastors, the 1,000 pastors all over the world. Hallelujah. We thank God for you, pastors in waiting, and those. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That are pastors in elect. And leaders, I don't care if you're the usher or you're in the choir. You are a leader because somebody watching you, they want to see Christ in you. It's a hope of glory. See, you got to let your little light shine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How can you chase darkness away? You chase darkness away. Glory to God. If there's a room that's dark, you want to chase darkness away, you walk in there with some light. Glory to God. And darkness got to run. Darkness will flee immediately when you take your light into that space. Hallelujah. So, God, I just thank God for all of you who have tuned into this service. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. We praise God. I tell you, God is a right now God. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. He is a right now God, and we thank God. We want to share with you also, you leaders and your pastors. Continue under the arm of God. Have a coachable, teachable spirit. Don't be a know-it-all, because you don't know it all. But guess what? Jesus does. The Holy Spirit does. Hallelujah. Have a burning desire to please God and be excellent. Don't just throw any old thing to the Lord. You be excellent. Please God. And the Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, without faith it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, intentionally seek him, meticulously seek him. Come on now. That's what you must need do, pastors, leaders. Hallelujah, those in the body of Christ. How can you take Christ to the world unless you lead? Hallelujah, hallelujah, with intentional. You know, some of you are on jobs, and you've been talking about the job that you're on, and you don't like it. But see, you got to understand, if you're a child of the King, you're not employed, you are deployed. See, you're deployed to take light to the darkness of that particular job. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. We thank God for the opportunity to even speak to you. We look forward to Sunday when Pastor Theodis and Maxie Lee will be doing the Pastor's Corner again. And we thank God for all of you that tune in and listen. And we want to take this time again, and I'll say it again. We thank all of you for tuning in, for even sowing prayers or sowing seed into this ministry, into building a hospital, hallelujah, into building this ministry. We thank God the thousands of people who are contacting us from all over the world, sowing into this ministry. God bless you. We thank you so much. Hallelujah. We praise God for you. Continue to do this. Hallelujah. We praise God. And we decree and declare a 30, 60, 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase and blessing on the seed sown. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank so many of you. I really don't want to start naming people, because if I do, I might leave somebody out. But we thank you. Thank all you folks. Glory to God. Harry Warsaw and his family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank QB Stevenson and Dominique and Justin and the whole family. Regina Bruce, hallelujah. We thank God for Pastor Maxine and Theodis Lee and Pastor Jason Roseboro, hallelujah, and Charlene Roseboro. God bless you. Hallelujah. Gary Don Wilson, God bless you real good. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name. Hallelujah. Minister Jerry Cleveland, hallelujah. And Minister Linda Blackwell and Sterling Blackwell and Barry and hallelujah and Reggie, hallelujah, and David and Scooter and Danya and Tiffany. I thank God for all of you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Miller Harrison, Angie Harrison, Yvette Harris, and Rama Harris, God bless you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you. Oh, so many of you out there. Oh, my goodness. We bless the name of the Lord for you. We thank you. Hallelujah. God for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Apostle Kevin Barber, Apostle Pastor Sherry Barber. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Dustin Harper. Hallelujah. Pastor, hallelujah. Larry Trevorball Sr. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you out there. Minister Jane. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God bless you real good. Hallelujah. We thank God for those who've been purchasing the book, The Awakening of a Superhero. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's available on Barnes & Noble and Amazon, and people have been purchasing this book. And every time you do that, hallelujah, you're sowing seed into building the hospital in Uganda. Hallelujah. Michael Irvin and Dorothy Battle, God bless you. God bless you real good. Hallelujah. George Yorkman, God bless you, brother. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Sean Rich Pope, God bless you. Dr. Herlene Russell, God bless you. Pastor Viola Wright, hallelujah. Lorena Johnson, God bless you. Pastor Lewis Wright, God bless you today. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord for all of you out there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for you. Glory to God. Papa Cynthia, God bless you. And Cynthia, hallelujah, God bless you. Rachel Johnson, Stephanie, hallelujah, God bless you. Minister Raymond Banks, God bless you. Hallelujah, glory to God. Talitha and Joseph, God bless you today. Hallelujah, oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Tavon, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, and Earl Jr., God bless you. Hallelujah, God bless you. Hallelujah, Alicia and Tia, God bless you. Michael, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for Debbie. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. We send the word to heal you right now from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Psalms 107. Hallelujah. Verse 20. Hallelujah. We thank all of you. Oh, hallelujah. Y'all been, hallelujah. I don't know what to say. I'm just overwhelmed by the generosity of God's people to build the work. Thank you so much. Heaven smile upon you. And hallelujah again for you leaders. Have a coachable, teachable spirit, a burning desire to please God and be excellent, and a willingness to work and go the extra mile. Hallelujah. You have all three of them. And God is going to use you. Hallelujah. He's going to use you. And then you can go to Galatians 5:22-23 with the fruit of the Spirit. Have it. Desire it to be manifested in your life. And you'll be like a light on a hill that cannot be hid. God bless you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Yeah. For you listeners, been around for a little while. That's Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 through 6. And I'm going to paraphrase it, okay? Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah and said, Jeremiah, go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my word. Hallelujah. And Jeremiah went down to the potter's house, like God said. And he saw the potter working a work on the wheel. And the potter, and that which he was working on the wheel was marred in the hands of the potter. So he made it again, which was pleasing to him. And the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah. Jeremiah, can I not do to you in Israel like this potter? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. May the Lord add a blessing to the paraphrasing of his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The New Testament scripture, again, is a familiar scripture. Romans, the 12th chapter, verses 1 and 2. I beseech ye, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. May the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. May the Lord add a blessing. Hallelujah, to the reading of his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Wonderful. Wonderful. He's wonderful. So wonderful.
The Lord is my shepherd.
He's my guide. Whatever I need, he's my God.
For it's time for the meal that heals. the meal that gives life, can preserve life, and revives life. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. It's time for Holy Communion. And Holy Communion is not a ritual. It is the meal that heals and gives life and preserves life and revives life. You're looking for some healing tonight. You're looking for a revival in your life, in the life of your family. Glory to God. In the life of your community. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your church. Your job. You better call some folk on that. Get them on the phone. Give them the number to call and tune in. Because if there's somebody that needs healing, and they didn't already talk to you about what they're going through, you better call them right now and get them on the phone. Because we're going through the meal that heals right now. The word of God, the word of God says, examine yourself. We're examining ourselves right now. And we thank God for his covenant names in Jesus Christ. You know, see, some of you don't understand. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The heart of God is the Father. The face of God is the Son. And the voice of God is the Holy Spirit. And as we speak right now, the covenant name, one of the covenant names of God, he becomes that to us. We believe it in our hearts. We speak it out of our mouth. He becomes that to us. So right now, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are Jehovah's sin canoe. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission. And we forgive everyone or everything that they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no resentment, no grudges, no guilt. We release ourselves and all others to the mighty hand of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. And again, the word says, examine yourselves. And we comprehend. We're fully aware. We do understand right now what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Hallelujah. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, we thank you for it. We ask that you would bless them, anoint them, sanctify it in Jesus' name. Father God, your word said in Isaiah 53:5, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you. And with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelation 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says we have redemption through your blood. It is through your blood that our sins are forgiven. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, the word says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before you a life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life for you and your children shall live. Mm. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Mm. Exodus 12:13 says, when I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you. Glory to God. I'm going to do a Passover. Numbers 23:19. God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, but your word will do what it's set up to do. Mm. Isaiah 55:11 says, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. Mm. Psalm 89:34 says, you keep covenant, and what you have said out of your mouth, you're not going to change it. Mm. And there's one thing, hallelujah, that you put above yourself. It's your word. Psalms 138:2. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So on the same night which the Lord Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. Hallelujah. And when he had given thanks, thank you, Lord, he broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Yay, the moment I say, my prayer, my kusha. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What a voice shall come out of the bush. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. Luke 4:18 says you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you for healing every area of our lives. Spiritual, emotional, physical, social, financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, glory to God, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing the endoderm, the mesoderm, and the exoderm systems of our bodies. From the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, fingertips to our to the ends of our toes. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for healing from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, that healing is the bread of your children. And your words say, hallelujah, glory to God, that we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. Matthew 15:26. First John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Galatians 3:26. And Psalms 100. Mm. We thank you, Lord, for your healing right now. And Father God, on the same night in which the Lord Jesus was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. He declared, thank you, Lord. This is the New Testament in my blood. This is the evidence in my blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's drink together. Maria Bosha. Father God, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's on the doorposts and lintels of our homes, oh God. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, hallelujah, covers our past, present, and future sins, our mistakes and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah and the Tishbite, we thank you, glory to God, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, utterly discombobulates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our families. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every spell, every hex, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our families, every spell, every hex. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already goes to God. There, little boy, undoes, unties, severs, cuts, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. My Yada Bushakara. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We bless your name today, oh God. We glorify your name today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There to my heart was the blood of life. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name, oh God. And Father God, we thank you for the family daily confession. And we speak. We stand in a place. We stand in proxy for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our extended family. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of helps. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. We recommend to all of you that you do Holy Communion every day. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. At this time, hallelujah, I want to share a story with you. As many of you know, I travel from place to place using mobility. And one day I was on a mobility vehicle and an elderly sister shared with something to me. This has been about 4 or 5 years ago, maybe a little longer. I have never forgotten what she said. This is what she said. She said, "Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is the gift of God. That's why they call it the present." And that reverberated in my spirit. And I, subsequent to that preach several messages entitled to today is the present, the first day of the rest of your life. It was entitled, What Are You Going to Do with the Life You Have Left? And I was checking my archives, and I found a message from probably 2007 or 6 that shared the same topic. And unbeknownst, I had forgotten that I had been on that subject for 6 or 7 weeks. And so I'm going to play a tape from that message. May not be able to finish it today, but we'll finish it on another day. But here it is. God bless you.
Bible is true. Hallelujah. Matthew. St. Matthew, the 18th chapter. It's a lovely day to be in God's house. Hallelujah. Where two or three gathered in his name to worship and praise him at the house of the Lord. We may be sitting on the outside. Maybe around a campfire one day. Maybe in a picnic somewhere. But if we get together, glory to God, to worship and praise God, that's the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. We'll bless his holy name. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. Father, I thank you for this moment. And I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, that you give the power that makes preaching simplistic yet effective. Father God, I ask that you would, hallelujah, glory to God, move on this place today, oh God. Move in the lives of every man, woman, boy, and girl under the sound of my voice. Have your way, oh God. Let your anointing reach out and touch them at the point of their knees in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you that the seed that will be sown today shall be sown on good ground, and it shall bring forth much fruit. The 100-fold return in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you for spiritual authority to bind the enemy. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. We bind you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We cancel every plan and every device and every strategy that you set up to steal, kill, or destroy in our lives. Hallelujah. The lives of every man, woman, boy, or girl under the sound of my voice. Hallelujah. We bring your work to naught right now, Satan. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We cancel your plans in Jesus' name. We loose right now the love of God, the mercy, joy, peace of God, the, hallelujah, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of God, the salvation of God, the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God, hallelujah, the deliverance of God, the Holy Spirit of God. We loose it now, hallelujah, in this place and in the lives of every man, woman, boy, and girl under the sound of my voice. Have your way today in Jesus' name. And let the children of God say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's another day that the Lord is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm wrestling with my glasses today, but that's all right, because the word is going to come forth no matter what. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And for the last, my goodness, has it been 2 months? We've been sharing often more on than not, on the subject, what are you going to do with the life you have left? And I tried, as I said last week, during Bible study, we tried to get away from this. Hallelujah. We have done 6 parts, 6 different teachings on this subject. But I still could not get away from it. I went to something else, and God said, go back. We're not finished. Hallelujah. As a point of review, we need to review, because some of you may be hearing this for the first time. You need to understand that you've heard, probably I've heard several times in my life, people say this is the first day of the rest of your life. And, of course, the unasked question, and therefore the unanswered question, Israel, since it's the first day of the rest of your life, what are you going to do with the life you have left? Hallelujah. And so we began several weeks ago with part one. We said that we are going to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. See, we don't know when the time, that clock, you know, that's ticking, tick, tock, tick, tock. We don't know when that clock is going to stop ticking on us. Because if we did, some of us might spend our time in righteous living until the last moment before we go. And we hope that the watch is not slow, because you may not have a chance. I remember we even talked about Hezekiah. He was told that he had to pack his bags and get ready, because he was leaving here. He was not going to live but die. And he turned his face to the wall and he cried out to the Lord. And the Lord heard his cry. And the Lord gave him 15 more years. But you see, the problem with Hezekiah, he knew when he was going. He had 15 more years. And he did so much bad, and he had some children that utterly destroyed, almost destroyed completely the work that Hezekiah had done previous to God saying initially that he was going to die. Hallelujah. So it's good that God don't tell us where you're going to leave tomorrow. Because he might go out and try to rob a bunch of banks tonight, try to do all kind of things we want to do, and then the minute before we go, we're going to ask God to forgive us. Okay, you know how some of you are. Come on now. If nobody's looking, or if there's no clock on you, I tell you, or if there's a clock, and you know when something is supposed to happen, you might be mischievous until that time. But anyway, that was part one. And then part two was know what time it is. And you got to know what time it is. You know, that's why we wear watches. That's why, tomorrow is Martin Luther King's birthday. It's a holiday. We know that tomorrow is Martin Luther King's birthday. You got to know what time it is, because you may have to go somewhere. You may have to be someplace. And you need to know what time it is. Well, we talked about the time. Ecclesiastes 3:1-2. There's a time and a season for everything under the heavens. And we know there's a time to born, time to die. There's a time to sow and a time to pluck up that which was sown. And we came to the understanding that it's seed time and harvest time. Whatever we do, we either sowing or reaping or doing both. Hallelujah. By the way, part one, the scripture for part one was Romans 12:1-2. Hallelujah. Now, part three, we talked about how you need to sow at the very least the seed that's in the fruit of the Spirit. You said the seed in the fruit of the Spirit? Yes. When you look at Genesis 1 and Genesis 1 and 2, you understand that God is a consistent God. And everything that he created, everything that he's given to us, there's been a seed in it. And when a farmer goes and he collects his harvest, and he doesn't consume all of that harvest, he saves a portion of that harvest so he can plant some of that seed so he can have enough next harvest the next year. So the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, gentleness, hallelujah. What, meekness, temperance? You got to sow, hallelujah, at least that. You want love? So I need more love in my life. Well, you got to sow some love. I need some joy in my life. Hallelujah. Well, hey, sow some joy. Guess what? You're going to sow some joy, you can also get some strength. I found out that in the seeds that are sown, there's a residual blessing. And I share with everybody about George Washington Carver. He's considered the peanut man. We all thought that President Carter was the peanut man. No, but it was George Washington Carver. Because he found over 300 uses of peanuts. I can't even name 10. But he done found, other than, growing peanuts, sowing peanuts, cooking them and eating them, he found 300 more uses of peanuts. Butter, oil, makeup, milk. I mean, all kinds of stuff. I can't name them. But that's what he did. And what I'm trying to share with you, that when you sow good stuff, when you sow the fruit of the Spirit, you're going to sow, but guess what? You're going to reap what you sow. Because you give to him, he's going to come back and give to you. You give to this fellow over here, somebody else is going to come and give to your bosom. So the like manner that you give, it shall be given to you again. Hallelujah. The word of God says that. Hallelujah. What is that scripture? St. Luke 6:38. Give and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, heaped up and running over, shall men give it to your bosom. But like manner you give, it shall be given to you again. The word of God says that. That's fantastic. Okay, so part four. We talked about part four. Part four is knowing where you are in Christ. We got to know where you are. We talked, we gave a little analogy. You're going to New York. You need to know where you are now. Because it may be a 2-hour trip, it may be a 4-hour trip. You need to know where you are now so you know how far you got to go, if it's a long distance or a short distance, or maybe if you pass where you have to go. So knowing where you are in Christ. And we talked about three cycles in Christ. You got babyhood, you got childhood, and you got adulthood. Babyhood, hey, beautiful time. Beautiful time for a newborn baby. And the word of God says that when you come in Christ, you are a newborn baby. You are new in Christ. You're a new creation. Hallelujah. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. When you are a new, glory to God, when you are a newborn baby, you know, you don't have to do a thing. Everybody does everything. You don't even have to take off your clothes. Somebody puts your clothes on for you. They iron your clothes. They wash the clothes for you. You mess up stuff. You don't even have to clean up the messes you made. Man, that's deep. I mean, you're hungry, you just lay down, you don't even have to say I'm hungry. You just open your mouth and start crying, and somebody stick a bottle in your mouth. Come on now. I mean, you need to be changing a mess yourself. Hallelujah. You're too warm or you're too cold, you just cry. Somebody is, they're at your becky call. I'm going to tell you this. This is the same in the spirit realm. I'm going to tell you. You have seen people talk about this. When they come to Christ, it's like miracles happen, just like that. I mean, they ask God for something, it happens just like that. And then some older folk in the Lord get kind of jealous. And they say, well, why is it so that he asking so-and-so, and it comes just like that, and it takes me a longer time? It's because you got to do it yourself. See, you ain't no baby no more. You're supposed to grow up. You know, that's all about growing up. You get the word of God in you so you can grow and so you can mature. So you're a little bit mature down the road. So God don't have to come in and do all the things he used to do for you. You can do it yourself. Hallelujah. You can build yourself. You can go to the market and go to my grocery store and get what you need. You can go to God's, hallelujah, heavenly grocery store and get what you need. Hallelujah. You call it by his name. Now, the baby can't call it by his name because baby don't know. All the baby can do is just give me some milk. And they're in the Bible study, they're in the Sunday school, they come to church, and they just want to hear more, and they want to receive more. But when you grow and you become a child, hallelujah, you got to do a little bit more for yourself. You know, and when you're a childhood, that's the next cycle, childhood, you're kind of irresponsible, but you're talkative, you do a lot of vain talking. They ain't talking, you do a lot of talking about yourself. You're always concerned about yourself. Well, what's going on with me? What you doing for me? Why I can't have this, why I can't have it? Now, that's part of, that's the childhood. And the children tend to think they know everything. Hallelujah. But if they stay rooted and grounded, they're going to grow. If they keep coming to Sunday school and Bible study, and they're going to grow in the Word. And as they grow in the Word, they will mature. And that's what God wants. You need to know where you are. Now, if you're the type of person that you are, you know the difference between the hand of the Lord moving and the hand of the enemy moving. You know, you think more about what's important to God than what's important to you. Your money doesn't have that hold on it that it used to have. You're not really moved by it. You have moved into adulthood. It's when somebody can depend on you. I mean, you say your word, I will be there. It's a commitment. You put your word out and you keep your word. That's a sign of adulthood. Now, I'm going to tell you something. That's where God wants us. He wants us to listen. The word of God keeps talking to us about being perfected in the Lord. That means maturing. We need to get to that point where we can speak to that mountain, and that mountain will move because we spoke the word. We need to get to that point where we know that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. A devil come up to you, you say, in the name of Jesus, devil, go back the other way, and a devil run in terror. Come on now. You need to understand that's the point that God wants us to get to, where he can look over and see, hey, you're doing things that I can do. You are a friend of mine. Oh, you have you using your faith. You're walking tall. Hallelujah. And that hallelujah. And that is where we need to be. Maturing in adulthood. Okay. Hallelujah. Then praise God. That was part four. Hallelujah. Then we went to part five. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Part five. Hallelujah. What was part five? Part five was to obey. Yes. Because obedience is better than sacrifice. That's right. You know, a lot of folks, you know, they want to sing on the choir. But they always come late and they always start slow. Come on now. Hallelujah. The preacher says, y'all got to be at rehearsal a half an hour before rehearsal so we can have prayer. And they go, and they never come. They're never on time. They're never on time for service. I don't, you know, at least be consistent. More times than not, be on time for service, be on time for rehearsals, be on time for Bible study. You have a lot of folks that are not. They just don't want to be obedient. They have their little clique. They want, the Bible says love everybody, and then we just want to love just their friends. Everybody else, you know, those are the type that will love the pastor. Boy, the pastor said, eat off the floor. They be eating off the floor. But they almost knocked the pastor's wife down trying to get to the pastor. They don't respect the pastor. Come on now. The word of God tells you, you've got to obey his word, and his word is true now. And we talked about Deuteronomy 28, what you get when you obey God. Hallelujah. It's better than sacrifice. We talked about Saul who disobeyed God. And Saul's kingdom was taken away from him. Why? Because he disobeyed God. And I know somebody say, well, isn't God's gift without repentance? Yes. His gift, that responsibility of discipline. Because God says that we're supposed to feed the sheep. We're supposed to take care of the sheep. And so that's a responsibility. And sometimes that can be taken away from us if we're not obedient. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, that was part five. And then part six, hallelujah, was last Bible study. I tell you, we had a time. Part six was forgive and love yourself. You know, a lot of folks, we kind of have either handled forgiveness either one extreme or the other. Either we forgive everybody of everything else, whether it's done to us, whether we don't imagine we've done that, or we don't forgive nobody, we hold grudges. Now, one of the things that either extreme does not do sometimes, a lot of times, is forgive themselves. We got to forgive ourselves. See, that's where guilt is a byproduct. Product of not forgiving yourself. So we talked about that, you know. And you got a lot of loved ones that want to put the guilt on you too. But I'm gonna tell you, no loved one, no friend, no foe, no enemy, no one can put the hurting on you like yourself. I mean, we do more to ourselves. We share that. That devil gets a lot of credit for stuff that he has done, and we didn't even do it. It was ourselves. I said on Tuesday, the worst thing that God can ever do is to turn us over to ourselves. Because if we turn us over to ourselves, we beat up ourselves so terrible. I mean, we have a pity party. You know what? I used to have pity parties, man. I send out invitations. Want folks to come to my pity party? Nobody would come. But I was there pity party anyway. You know, folks, you hear people committing suicide on us. They heap it up. I mean, look. If they need to commit suicide, the devil couldn't have bumped them off, you know? You see, they need to understand. People need to understand that the worst person to handle your business and to deal with the stuff of your past and all that is yourself. You've got to give your stuff over to God. You can't handle it. That's why you made the mistake. You can't handle it. You can't deal with it. And don't beat yourself up. Stop beating yourself up. That's what we talk about. Stop beating yourself up. A lot of folks continually beat themselves up. That's why they're taking all the medication. They're beating themselves up. And then they're passing on down to their children. And children beating up themselves. Don't know why they're beating up themselves. Because your mama beat themselves up. You just learn this learned behavior. Everybody beating up themselves. Stop it. But get those things which are behind and press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling. So that was, hallelujah, that was part, hallelujah, six. Hallelujah. Now we're ready for part seven. Somebody say seven. Is that God's number? God, praise his number. Hallelujah. Yes, it is. Praise God. Well, I'm going to tell you, seven is found in St. Matthew, the 18th chapter. And I'm going to read this. My glasses, if they pop off, somebody else will be reading. Hallelujah. The 21st verse. Oh, by the way, the title, the subtitle of seven is Forgive and Love Others. Forgive and love others. Now, that's deep. Because last the Bible study, I talked about forgive and love yourself. And somebody said, well, why did you start with others? Baby, I want to tell you this. I said this before. If you don't love yourself, there is no way you're going to love your neighbor right. Because even God said in Matthew 19:19, love your neighbor as yourself. But if you don't love yourself, your neighbor in trouble. And I said this one Sunday, and this is really true. If you don't love yourself and you're the pilot of a plane that I'm on, please land, because I want to get off. If you are the captain of the boat and I want to go on a cruise, please let me know, because I'll go on another one. If you drive a taxi and you hate yourself, please let me know. And I got in your taxi. Just tell me. Oh, by the way, I hate myself. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. And I'll just slam the door. I'll give you $2 and you can go somewhere and maybe get a cup of coffee. That might help you out. But I don't want to be around somebody who hates themselves. In fact, you don't want to live next to nobody that want to hate themselves. So that's why we started with love. You say, well, why don't you want to be around live next to somebody who hates themselves? Well, they might decide to get an atom bomb. Well, that's a little bit too much. They might decide to blow themselves up because somebody who lives next to him or not, he has an atom bomb and blow himself up. Everybody in the city go. But I'm talking about somebody just got a bomb, he blows up. Your house might blow up, or your house might get on fire. If they hate themselves, it's important for you to understand that it starts here. It starts with you. Your treatment to other people, your success in life does not begin with your mama, your daddy, your brother, your sister, what color you are, where you were born, what side of the track you were born, where you were born under the track. It don't matter. Your success in life begins with you and you understanding. The first commandment is to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and mind. And then the second commandment is to love his neighbor as yourself. Hallelujah.
Yes, I'm going to have to stop right now, praise God. We're going to have to continue this on Sunday. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. That brother is something else. Glory to God. Oh, that's right. That's me. And for some of you that tuned in late, that this is our archives. This is 2007. And I tell you, hallelujah. We thank God for his word. Even, you know, we say this, and sometimes we think it's a trite saying that the Word of God is as current as today's newspaper or yesterday's newspaper. Hallelujah. It's getting late. Hallelujah. Thank God for you. Hallelujah. Father God, let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Redeemer. For those who don't know God in the pardoning of their sins, repeat this after me. Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that Jesus lived, died, and rose again, and now sits on the right hand of the Father. I ask you to forgive me of my sins and to cleanse me all from all unrighteousness. And because I believe this in my heart and I spoke it out of my mouth, I am saved. God bless you. Tune in on Sunday at 3 p.m. for the Sunday International Victory Service. You've been listening to the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center's Wednesday International Victory Service. Hallelujah. If you want to contact us, you can send a post office box. The Potter's House, post office box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214, or call us on the phone at 410-444-5152. That's 410-444-5152. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you so, so many of you have been sowing into the ministry. God bless you. We love you. And hallelujah. If you want to continue to bless the body of Christ and help us build a hospital in Uganda, purchase the book, The Awakening of a Superhero. It's available on Barnes & Noble and Amazon. God bless you. Love you. See you on Sunday.
People, if you don't mind, I feel like having a little shit in here. The devil is alive because they do the stop like they're inevitable. Come on.
Oh, can you help me? Can you think about the goodness in the fullness of love? Make me thankful, pity, and hate. I'm grateful. The Lord will be doing this.